You're listening to a very special edition of the Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. I am Colton Emsweiler, and here's a look back at what the PCM Mustangs accomplished in the 2020 calendar year. After the pandemic shut down all athletics across the country in March, Iowa high school baseball and softball were the first sanctioned athletics to start back up. PCM baseball enjoyed a return to play with a fair 7-9 record, resulting in a sub-state loss to South Hamilton in mid-July for head coach Jeff Lindsay and his squad. Softball finished 5-15, but for coach Sean Hudnut, just getting out there meant the world to him and his players, and he hoped that the same would happen for sports across the state once students returned to class. As it turns out, fall sports were a relative success. PCM cross country had two runners make it to the state meet this season. Paige Steenhook and Tiffany Kuntz fared well as underclassmen, and coach Eric Carr is delighted by the future of his program. Mustang volleyball finished with the most wins in over a decade after their 13-19 campaign. Unfortunately, head coach Mike Vitido won't be able to build on it as this was his last year with the program. Beyond that, PCM will look to fill the roster spots vacated by 10 seniors. A tall task in 2021, but there's still plenty of optimism for the Mustang faithful. PCM football had another successful season, culminating in their second trip to the Dome in 3 years. The season started with junior running back Aiden Anderson leading a dynamic offense.
Two running backs in the formation here for PCM. Stock hands it off to Anderson, follows his blocker straight up the middle in some space, inside the 20 to the 15 to the 10, 5, touchdown PCM. Aiden Anderson on the off-tackle handoff, followed his blocker all the way downfield, and just like that, it's a 3-score game.
Unfortunately, the star rusher fractured his ankle in Week 5 against Centerville, but there were tons of other playmakers for Coach Greg Bonnet. Sophomore quarterback Augie Stock led an offense that certainly got creative in Anderson's absence.
Stock now rolling out, and he's got a guy wide open at the 35-yard line. This is Fenton right now, and he's going to be tackled while he's breaking tackle. He's carrying a guy with him, and now a lateral to Braden Berger for a touchdown, sort of a hook and ladder kind of a play. Decides to pass it off backwards to Braden Berger in one of the more unique plays you will see by this PCM football team, and they score on the first play, 60 yards on the first play of the drive. It was caught by a wide open Landon Fenton, who then carries a guy 10 yards to about the 5. Then he pitches it off to Braden Berger, who is right next to him, to finish the job. He does. Touchdown, Braden Berger, the senior, in his final home regular season game.
After winning a couple of playoff games, PCM went to West Marshall for the state quarterfinals and actually trailed 12-0 at halftime. However, the Mustangs rallied and won 21-20, capped off by a pick six by Colby Toole.
A QB naked bootleg, and it's picked off by Colby Toole. Was the ball on the ground? Colby Toole returning it down inside the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, PCM. It was tipped, and Colby Toole just snagged it up out of there and returns it all the way to the house.
The Mustangs would fall in their next contest against Walk-On in Cedar Falls, but it was a very successful year for a very experienced group. Head coach Greg Bonnet reflects on what the legacy of his seniors will be for him and his program.
Well, I think their legacy goes almost without saying. It's a group of guys that kept it all together during the pandemic when they weren't allowed to be around each other. They took individual responsibility. They spent the time on themselves to get better. And when they finally did get a chance to get back with everybody, they didn't miss a beat. I mean, they rolled with the punches. They were very, go with the flow, show up, let's have fun, let's get everything done, and let's not take anything for granted. And I tell you what, this group of guys, I said it, to their faces, I'll say it to anybody that tells me. I mean, to me, this was the most important season that I've ever had as a football coach, just because we didn't know what was all going to go down. And it's just, I'm so grateful for these guys because they really helped me out. I mean, adults go through stress just the same way that kids do. And, you get us all together, all of a sudden the world seemed like a pretty good place when we were all together, no doubt about it. So that's how I'm going to remember those guys.
With basketball season upon us, the girls and head coach Jeff Lindsay have opened up with a 1-10 record and are at the bottom of the Heart of Iowa Conference standings. Ball security has been a point of emphasis to the girls, but there have been some solid moments along the way.
Ball goes actually out of the gym, so they got to recover it really quick. Wagman's going to come on for this final shot. Ellie's final shot attempt by the Mustangs. And now Sophie over to Paige. She has to shoot it. Long three at the buzzer. It's good! Paige Steenhook with a three-pointer at the buzzer, causing PCM to only be down four going into the break. Play of the year so far for these girls, without question. A halftime buzzer beater by Paige Steenhook. Congratulations to her.
Finally, the boys finished 2020 tied for third in the standings, with only one win separating them from the top. Longtime head coach Fred Lawrenson feels as though they need to improve on everything to get to where they would like to be, but the boys have had plenty of good action on the court during their 4-5 start.
Hands it off to Bell. Bell in the corner. This is Landgreeb, wide open for three. It's good! Grant Landgreeb! Three-pointer good, 31-24. PCM with six remaining in the third quarter. Here is Burns. Give it to Mitchell. Mitchell's in the paint now. Trying to get around a check. And one! Andrew Mitchell! Layup and good! And another free throw coming for Andrew Mitchell. He's got 11 on the night.
PCM basketball will be back in action next week, and their next doubleheader will be at home on January 8th against South Hamilton and can be heard live on the KRLS 3 stream at KNIAKRLS.com. 2020 was a hard year for most, but PCM persevered and had great success in many different sports. 2021 looks to be another solid year for Mustang Athletics. For KNIA KRLS Radio with the PCM Year in Review, I'm Colton Emsweiler.